Please join us in praying the prayers of preparation for total consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort. The prayers are led by Father Adam Streitenberger and may also be found on the stgabrielradio.com website in the audio archive under Marian Consecration.
Renewal of our baptismal promises. Do you renounce Satan? I do. And all his works, I do. And all his empty show, I do. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? I do. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? I do. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? I do. The act of total consecration of oneself to Jesus Christ through Mary. O wisdom eternal and incarnate, O most beloved and adorable Jesus, true God and true man, only Son of the Eternal Father and of Mary, ever-Virgin, I adore you profoundly in the bosom and splendors of your Father during eternity, and in the virginal womb of Mary, your most worthy Mother, at the time of your incarnation. I give you thanks that you have emptied yourself in taking the form of a slave in order to rescue me from the cruel slavery of the devil. I praise you and glorify you, that you have been pleased to submit yourself in all things to Mary, your most holy Mother, in order to make me, through her, your faithful slave. But alas, ungrateful and faithless that I am, I have not kept the vows and the promises that I made so solemnly to you in my baptism. I have not fulfilled my obligations. I do not deserve to be called your child or even your slave. And as there is nothing in me that does not merit your rejection and your anger, I no longer dare to approach your holy and august majesty by myself. This is why I have recourse to the intercession and mercy of your most holy Mother, whom you have given to me as mediatrix before you. And it is through her that I hope to obtain from you contrition and the pardon of my sins and the acquisition and preservation of wisdom. I call to you, O Mary Immaculate, living tabernacle of the divinity, where eternal wisdom is hidden and wishes to be adored by angels and by men. I call to you, O Queen of heaven and earth, to whose rule everything is subject that is under God. I call to you, O sure refuge of sinners, whose mercy fails no one. I fulfill the desires that I have for divine wisdom, and for that end receive the vows and the offerings which my lowliness presents to you. I, unfaithful sinner, renew and ratify today in your hands the vows of my baptism. I renounce forever Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I give myself entirely to Jesus Christ, incarnate wisdom, to carry my cross after him all the days of my life, and to be more faithful to him than I have been until now. I choose you today, in the presence of the entire heavenly court, to be my mother and my mistress. I hand over to you and consecrate as your slave my body and my soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of my good actions, past, present, and future, leaving to you an entire and full right to dispose of me and of everything that belongs to me, without exception, according to your good pleasure, for the greater glory of God in time and in eternity. Receive, O benign Virgin, this little offering of my slavery, in honor of and in union with the submission that eternal wisdom deigned to have to your maternity, in homage to the power that the two of you have over this little worm and wretched sinner, and in thanksgiving for the privileges which the Blessed Trinity has favored upon you. I declare that I wish henceforth, as your true slave, to seek your honor and to obey you in all things. O admirable Mother, present me to your dear Son as his eternal slave, so that having redeemed me through you, he may receive me through you. O Mother of Mercy, grant me the grace of obtaining the true wisdom of God, and so include me in the number of those whom you love, whom you instruct, whom you lead, whom you nourish and protect as your children and your slaves. O Virgin most faithful, make me in all things so perfect a disciple, imitator, and slave of incarnate wisdom, Jesus Christ your Son, that I may come through your intercession and your example to the fullness of his age on earth and of his glory in heaven. Amen. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.